But Vivian was not the kind of woman to slip away without a struggle. She whimpered and reached upward, her hand brushing the front of his waistcoat in a feeble attempt to save herself. Spurred into action, Grant locked his arms around her and hauled her upward. She was small and compact, but the skirts of her waterlogged gown nearly doubled her weight. Grant held her high against his chest, giving a grunt of discomfort as the icy salt water soaked through his own clothes. "Will you take her to Bow Street, Mr. Morgan?" the waterman chattered, hastening to follow Grant as he took the steps two at a time. "I expect I should go too and give my name to Sir Ross. I'd done someone a favour, didn't I, finding the lady afore she croaked? I wouldn't take no thanks, of course, just to do the right thing is enough, but there might be a reward, mightn't there?" "Find Dr. Jacob Linley," Grant said harshly, interrupting the man's eager speculation. "He's usually at Tom's Coffee House this time of night. Tell him to come to my residence at King Street."
"I can't," the waterman protested. "I asked to work, you know. Why, I could earn 5 shillings yet tonight."
"You'll be paid when you bring Linley to King Street."
"But what if I can't find him?"
"You'll bring him there within a half hour," Grant said curtly, "or I'll have your boat confiscated, and I'll arrange a 3-day stay for you in a prison hulk. Is that motivation enough?" "I always thought you was a fine fellow," the waterman said sourly, "until I met you."
"You're not at all like they write you in the papers. Hours I've spent in the taverns whilst they read aloud about your doings."
He trotted away, disappointment evident in every line of his squatty form. Grant's mouth curved in grim amusement. He was well aware of the way his exploits were described in the papers. Editors and writers had exaggerated his accomplishments until he was made to seem superhuman. People regarded him as a legend, not as a normal man with flaws. He had made the job of Bow Street runner into a highly profitable one, earning a fortune from recovering stolen property for banks. He had, on occasion, taken other kinds of cases, locating an abducted heiress, serving as a personal guard to a visiting monarch, tracking down murderers. But banks were always his preferred clients. With each case solved, his name had garnered more celebrity, until he was discussed in every coffee shop and tavern in London. To Grant's amusement, the Ton had taken him to its bejewelled bosom, clamouring for his presence at their social functions. It was said that a ball's success was assured if the hostess was able to write, "Mr. Morgan will attend," at the bottom of the invitation. Yet for all his apparent popularity with the nobility, it was clear to all that he was not one of them. He was more a figure of entertainment than an accepted member of the high social circles he frequented. Women were excited by the notion that he was a potentially dangerous character, and men wanted his friendship in order to appear more brave and worldly themselves. Grant was aware that he would never be accepted, except in the most superficial way, and he would never be trusted by the Ton. He knew too many of their dirty secrets, their vulnerabilities, their fears and desires. A gust of frosty air whirled around him, making the woman in his arms moan and tremble. Clutching his unwieldy burden more tightly, he left the embankment and crossed a cobblestone street coated with mud and manure. He strode through a small square court filled with stagnant water barrels, a fetid pigsty, and a cart with broken wheels. Covent Garden was littered with courts like these, from which dark, winding rookeries spread out in disease-ridden webs. Any gentleman in his right mind would be terrified to venture in this area of the city, rife with thieves, kitchens, whores, bullies, and criminals who would kill for a few shillings. But Grant was hardly a gentleman, and the London underworld held no terrors for him. The woman's head lolled on his shoulder, her weak, cool breath hitting his chin.
"Well, Vivian," he murmured, "there was a time I wanted you in my arms, but this wasn't exactly what I had planned."
He found it hard to believe he was carrying London's most desirable female past Covent Garden's tumble-down booths and open stalls. Butchers and peddlers paused to stare curiously as he passed, while prostitutes ventured from the shadows.
"Hey, laddie," a sunken-cheeked scarecrow of a woman called. "Got a nice, fresh cream pot for you."